This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Billy Collins in this.
Been for this moment of all my life.
Hey, last time they cut it off before the beat dropped.
They ain't never gonna do that again.
No, I mean, how can you cut Philly Collins off?
That's disrespectful to Phil.
I would never disrespect Phil.
Never disrespect Phil.
Ever.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, our squad is complete. The In the Loop squad is complete for Pong Bowl tomorrow, 2 p.m., 290, Twin Peaks. Let's see the final member of our squad. Identify yourself.
Hey, how you doing? It's your racist redneck here.
Oh,
hey, that's
God.
Right. Hey, real quick, look, I had a little chat with Figgy. He said, man, if you can behave yourself, I'll allow you to take this spot. Fair and square. Hey, you don't think he's a cheater. He didn't cheat. I know y'all really wanted me on there, but yeah, just letting y'all know. Hey, another thing, you're talking to a two-time All-State District Collegiate Intercontinental Champion of this great sport we call beer pong.
Okay. And hey, all right.
I didn't come here to take part. I came here to take over.
All right.
I think we're the favorites already.
Already. And by the way, if you didn't get a spot, go out there anyways. We're going to have some wild card spots there. There's four regions to this thing. It's a 32-person tournament. So if you want to get in, go out there. And even if you're not in, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be Pong Bowl. Two more chances to win if you want to represent the triple threat. I mean, they're giving away two, but I mean, you might as well just come hang out with us and not even represent. I don't even know if that's worth $1,000 representing Sean and Rich, but I mean, if you want to. I mean,
the good news is you might win $1,000. The bad news is you're going to be on Sean and Rich's team.
Yeah, well, Sean's in it. Sean's trying, good.
Sean's trying.
All right,
Sean's
whatever,
trying.
Dude.
What is Rich going to say to him?
I think Rich still thinks he has to play.
Hey, did you guys hear?
You play beer pong in college?
James E. Hedebo, by the way, 10-year NFL vet,
see,
Super Bowl
in
champion.
In my past life,
mm-hmm.
I was a beer pong champ.
Were you really?
One Saturday afternoon, 18 games in a row.
Oh, wow. Keeping stats savages. There.
You're kidding me.
Keeping savages. Stats there, huh?
Savages.
Okay.
Did you remember it?
Yeah.
Oh,
we
didn't
lose.
Drink.
I mean, yeah.
You didn't drink. Yeah. That's why I had that backwards.
I drink whether I win or lose. That was my thing. I was sipping regardless. I would sip the cups. That might have been
my
problem.
That's impressive right there.
We're nice.
We used to play like vodka pong, too. We used to get real down.
Oh, I never played beer pong until my kids got in college, because when I was in college, it was quarters. You used to play, you know, bouncing the quarters into a cup.
Okay.
Yeah. We used to get there riding our horses.
Tell me a story, OG.
Horse and buggy.
When's the last time you rode a horse?
I've ridden a horse a couple times.
When?
Probably not in about 25, 30 years. Yeah. I have family in Mexico that have a ranch.
Horses scared the crap out of me.
Used to have a ranch.
Horses scared the crap out of me.
Then the... Ever told you this story?
Tell me a story, OG.
This is a 100% true story, just like your beer pong story, all right? When I was... Actually, more than 25 or 30 years ago. When I was like in middle school through my first or second year of college, we had some, I call them cousins, but I think they were just like my mom's best friend's kid growing up. You know, so we call them cousins.
Call them cousins.
Well, because they grew up with us. Every summer I would go.
Yeah, we did that in our family.
That's pretty common.
Yeah.
For some.
Uh-oh. What are you saying? What are you saying? So I just dispelled that myth. So anyway, this lady and my mom grew up together, went to boarding school together in Mexico and all that. So our families were tight. Every summer I would go to their ranch. They had a ranch in Mexico, in Reynosa, Mexico, outside of there, about 2,500 acres. And they had a bunch of cattle. And I would help them, you know, I wasn't like a ranch hand, but I would ride along and help them like steer a wayward cow or whatever. So I would ride horses there. About 20 years ago, the Mexican drug lords overtook their ranch, and they had no say in it. They said, you're leaving or you can die.
Wow.
So they left.
Wow.
What?
No financial transaction. No nothing. they had to give up their 2,500, 3,500 acre ranch because some Mexican drug lords wanted it.
Oh, my gosh.
100% true story.
I saw a horse bite my neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those hurt.
No kidding. I had to call the cops. She brought me home. Yeah. I was sick at school. She brought me home. I was there. I go out there because she was outside. They had two horses, and she's holding the carrot, and all of a sudden it just bites through her chin to where her chin's like hanging out.
Are you serious?
I swear. I had to call the cops and everything. I was sick. Her name was Jan.
She had to get her chin's just hanging.
Her chin like is hanging, and you can like see the bone out and like the blood. So that's disgusting. I'm sorry. Kareem Jackson. Let's transition quickly there. Kareem Jackson, former Houston Texan, former safety, former cornerback, not known for being in the middle of drama very often. Would you say that Kareem Jackson had much drama when he was here, James? I know
early on
guy.
In his career,
a little bit, but he was drama free for the most part.
Yeah, he's your guy. Mm-hmm. I know you and him are friends, but Kareem Jackson's in Denver, and apparently, he's in the middle of the off-season drama in Denver. It might not be his fault. Here is a news story courtesy of 9 News in Denver and our guy Mike Kliss. This is him telling you why Kareem Jackson's in the middle of this drama. You're also going to hear from Kareem Jackson and the media critic John Lopez, not really a fan of Mike Kliss's work on this story.
Through no fault of his own, Kareem Jackson has helped trigger the unofficial holdout of Chris Harris this offseason. Jackson is 1 year older. He has 4 less Pro Bowls, and he is about to make $3 million a year more. Harris is protesting by staying away. There are really several factors behind Harris skipping offseason practices. Jackson's contract, though, may be number one.
I'm in the middle of it. I'm in the middle of it. We definitely want Chris, to be here. But at the end of the day, it's a business. But us as the rest of the guys, we just have to work accordingly.
I have learned the two sides have exchanged contract proposals. They are not that close, but at least they are talking, which is encouraging. And they're going to continue to talk. Fans love their players, and Broncos country seems to be on Harris's side in this contract squabble. They don't want to know what the issues are. They don't care what it takes. They just want Chris Harris to be part of the Broncos secondary this year.
They know what the contract struggles are.
All right. First of all, James, we know what happened to Boom Goes the Dynamite guy. He's now reading that in Denver.
Easy, man. I think that dude's a legend out there.
Yeah. He can't read script, that's for sure. But this is, I guess, Chris Harris? What's going on here?
Well, first, shout out to Kareem Jackson handling it first class. I mean, it's a business. We want everyone to get paid.
Exactly.
But stop. I mean, guys need to – you get paid based on your production. And then the other aspect is timing. So if a team wants to pay one guy more and you're under contract, tough luck. I mean, there's not so much that can happen. So hold out. I mean, what can you do?
You'll have your chance to go back at them for even more money. Yeah. Is how it usually works out. Like right here, let's say J.J. Watt keeps up 16.5, 17.5 sacks every year. Clowney gets paid next year. What's J.J.? If he keeps it up, he's going to get paid more.
Or even better yet, say Clowney, they work out a deal and Clowney gets paid this year.
Yeah.
And J.J. sees that deal and says, I'm holding out.
If J.J. held out, want more. Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work that way.
But it happens, doesn't it? I mean, it's one of those things that does happen a lot.
If you're Julio Jones, it works out for certain guys. But for Chris Harris to say, you guys paid the new kid, I deserve a new contract. Nah, sorry, son. Fresh out.
That news report,
though. And they don't
have
to.
They are not that close, but at least they are talking.
Boom goes the Dynamite.
That's like, okay, tell us why you're mad, Chris.
That's awful.
Tell us why you're mad.
That's awful. Mike Kliss is a legend. Or is it Kliss? He goes by Kliss, doesn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's a legend, but man, he cannot read a script.
They are not that close, but at least they are talking.
Oh, jeez.
I'm never gonna critique someone's broadcasting.
Your best time.
Didn't you get your
the best timing for your contract is either you're coming off a great year and it's free agency, or you have 1 year left on your deal and you're coming off a great year. Yeah. Those are the best time. Other than that, I mean,
just play.
Yeah, they got you for the discount, buddy.
That's right.
The head of Bo is not that close. I said that it made more sense for the Texans to trade for Patrick Peterson. Now I think the price might go down. I think he's going to be fresh for the second third of the season.
And I think that it makes more sense now. But, I mean, from Arizona's standpoint, it doesn't make sense to trade him immediately. What do you think, James?
I think they should trade him. Now is the time where you're going to get the most suitors. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's the second half of the season. But if you're a team that needs that for the push to, you know, for that playoff run, or and really when you break down a season, the first 4 weeks of the season, it's hit or miss for everybody.
Yeah.
As long as you're not 0-4, you still have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get into the second half of the season, you know, that's when it really you're starting to make your stamp in your division and so forth. So being able to have a veteran player, you know, for that part of the season, of course.
My point is there's zero incentive, not just a little, zero incentive for the Cardinals to put Patrick Peterson on the market until week six, because if the Ravens lose a cornerback to injury, they're going to pay more. If there's a team that starts out 5-1 and didn't expect to be that good and they need that extra piece, they're going to pay more.
And that's,
so there's, if I'm Arizona, I'm like, we can wait.
And that's true. And that might be the case. But now I think with him having that six-game suspension, mm-hmm. you might have a lot of teams making phone calls to say, hey,
sure,
what's the price tag for him right now with the six-game suspension?
Maybe overpay a little bit.
And maybe overpay a little bit, mm-hmm. knowing that. But
there's that possibility too. See, I've been saying they're not going to do anything. They're not going to do it. But what if somebody does, you know, blow their dress up, blow their skirt up a little bit here?
Hey.
You know what I mean. Theoretically.
Easy, man.
Figuratively.
Get with the times, John. You can't be using terms like that.
It's a term. It's not an action that
I'm
planning.
There's a lot of terms. You want to just use every term now? Do you think every term works these days? Oh, man.
We're trying
get
to protect
the times,
you,
man.
Man.
Good Lord.
You've never said blow their skirt up.
No, man.
You've never said it.
Never. Come on, John.
It's an OG thing.
Can we dump that figure?
No, it's too late now.
8542 says, was that Mike Meltzer with the report on Kareem Jackson?
That guy is awesome. He is an awesome.
You guys are crazy. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, James E. Hedebo, Super Bowl champ, 10-year NFL vets. Going inside the locker room. It's going to be a fun weekend. Let's look ahead next.
On the radio program.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.